This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Globally, there are more than 3.5 million confirmed coronavirus cases, and nearly 250,000 people have died from COVID-19. More people have died in the United States than anywhere else, with nearly 70,000 deaths out of more than 1.1 million confirmed cases. Italy is among the countries easing social distancing restrictions Monday, including reopening factories, construction sites, hairdressers, and libraries. But confusion reigns in the hardest-hit European country with the longest lockdown. Guidelines issued by the government over the weekend note visits to distant relatives will be allowed, as well as those to anyone with whom one has a, quote, stable bond of affection, end quote. Italians wondered if friendship counted as a stable bond of affection. An off-the-record message to the media from the Prime Minister's office explained visits to friends are still not permitted. Other countries reopening include Germany, Spain, Nigeria, Azerbaijan, Malaysia, and Lebanon. In Spain, some small businesses such as hairdressers can reopen for individual customer appointments. In Germany, schools start opening in some regions. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe extends a nationwide state of emergency over the pandemic until May 31st. The state of emergency imposed April 7th falls far short of measures seen in parts of Europe and the United States. With its population of 126 million, Japan has to date registered only 510 deaths linked to the coronavirus. In South Korea, shoppers and travelers crowded malls and beaches on the first long weekend since the country began easing coronavirus curbs last month. In market contrast, for a growing number of Chinese hit by job losses, furloughs, and salary cuts, the consumer economy has begun to spin in reverse. This is VOA News. Wall Street stocks tumbled in early trading Monday, with airline shares taking a major hit after Warren Buffett said he liquidated his holdings in major U.S. carriers. About 5 minutes into trading, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 1.1%. The broad-based S&P 500 dropped 0.9%, while the tech-rich NASDAQ Composite Index shed 0.7%. Monday, a spokesperson for Britain's prime minister says the UK believes questions need to be answered about the origin of the coronavirus. He says, quote, clearly there are questions that need to be answered about the origin and spread of the virus, not least so we can ensure that we are better prepared for future global pandemics, end quote. The spokesperson declines to comment on a report that a U.S.-led intelligence consortium had accused Beijing of a cover-up. Trade talks between Britain and the U.S. will begin via video conference call Tuesday, that same spokesperson said. The two countries seek to strike an ambitious free trade agreement after 2 weeks of what they hope will be constructive talks. Britain left the European Union in January and is now negotiating future trading terms with Brussels and other major economies. Greece is desperate to let businesses reopen and fears the coronavirus pandemic will ravage this year's tourism revenues. This from a country which only emerged in 2018 from a debt crisis that wiped out a quarter of its economic output. Small retail stores, including florists, booksellers, and opticians, are among the businesses allowed to reopen. New Zealand reported no new coronavirus cases Monday, indicating the country's bold strategy of trying to eliminate the virus was working. The country's Director General of Health said the figures were clearly encouraging, but the result represented a moment in time, and it won't be until later this week that officials will know if new cases are continuing to pop up in the community. Indian police fired tear gas Monday to scatter migrant workers during clashes in the western state of Gujarat, officials said, as authorities relaxed one of the world's strictest lockdowns to stem the spread of the coronavirus. The nationwide lockdown is being eased in some areas, but will run until May 17th, the government said last week. It has twice been extended since it was adopted March 25th. The number of infections stands at more than 42,500, with 1,300 people dead. Germany's health minister says developing a vaccine for the coronavirus could take years after U.S. President Donald Trump predicted it could be achieved by the end of 2020. Mr. Trump also says the U.S. government is putting its full power and might behind remdesivir, a drug that has shown early promise as a treatment for the disease caused by the coronavirus. From Washington, via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News. Music today.